run from it.
American friend. Take him to Detroit.
No, Detroit! No! No, please!
Now I'm here.
I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You can't even imagine. It's so awful. So you don't want to be someone like that. Do you have a reason to be? Yes. Yes, you have a lot of reasons to be. God, there's lots of reasons to be resentful. Everyone you know is going to die. You too. And it's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way. And a lot of it's going to be unfair. Yeah, no wonder you're resentful. But act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse.
Infinitely.
There's this idea that hell is a bottomless pit. Because no matter how bad it is, some stupid son of a bitch like you will figure out some way to make it a lot worse. So you say, well, what do you do about that? You accept it. That's what life is like. Suffering. That's what the religious people have always said. Life is suffering. Yes. Well, who wants to admit that? Well, just think about it. What do you do in the face of that suffering? You try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together. Whining away in a corner and you can help plan and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Everyone's a victim. Obviously we're victims. Put yourself together. And then maybe if you put yourself together, you know how to do that. You know what's wrong with you, if you'll admit it. You know there's a few things you can polish up a little bit that you might even be able to manage in your insufficient present condition. And then you can shine yourself up a little bit and your eyes will be a little bit more open. And then you can shine yourself up a little bit more. And then maybe you could bring your family together instead of being the hateful, spiteful, neurotic, infighting batch that you're doomed to spend Christmas with.
Yeah.
So then you fix yourself up a little bit, kind of humbly. Because, you know, you're a fixer-upper if there ever was one. And then you got to figure out how to make peace with your idiot brother.
Yeah.
Probably not, because he's just as dumb as you. And so how the hell are you going to manage that?
Yeah.
So then maybe you get somewhere that way and you're and your family is sort of functioning and you find out, well, that kind of relieved a little bit of suffering. Reduced opportunities for a spiteful revenge, because that's a pain in the neck. And then you get your family together a little bit and you're a little clued in then, at least a little bit, because you've done something difficult that's actually difficult, a little bit wiser. So maybe you can reach out beyond the family and try to change some little thing without wrecking it. You know, because our society is complex. You can't fix it. Like, go fix a military helicopter and see how far you get with that. Like, what are you gonna do? You're like a chimp with a wrench or something. Like, whack, you're gonna hit it and say, oh, it's better or something. No, it's not better. Things are complicated, and to fix things are really hard. You have to be like a golden tool to fix things, and you're not. So, and that's another message. How do you overcome the suffering of life? How do you overcome the suffering of life? Be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, it's hard, and that takes responsibility. And I think that if you said to someone you want to have a meaningful life, well, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. When everything you do matters, you have to carry that with you. Or do you just want to forget about the whole meaning thing? And then you don't have any responsibility, because who the hell cares? So you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulse desires. I don't know how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing. Because look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering and you have to put yourself together in the face of that. Well, that's hard. Christ, it's amazing people can even do it. I'm stunned every day when I go outside and it isn't a riot with everything burning. I mean, really, like, and you talk to people, it's like, I knew this guy, he got into a motorcycle accident, really ruined him. And he was like a linesman working on power. He was working with someone who had Parkinson's disease, and they had complementary inadequacies. So two of them could do the job of one person. So they're out there fixing the power line in freezing cold, despite that one was 3/4 wrecked with a motorcycle accident and the other one had Parkinson's disease. That's how our civilization works. There's all these rude people out there that got problems that you can't believe. And off they go to work and do things they don't even like. Look, the lights are on. Like, it's unbelievable. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And we're so ungrateful. Yeah. You know, the postmodern college types, they're so ungrateful. They don't know that they're surrounded by a complete miracle. And it's a miracle that all this stuff worked. And all these people who are supposed to be chimpanzees are sitting in the same room for 2 hours, sweltering away without tearing each other apart, because that's what chimps do. Anyway, so I made some videos and I got to the bottom of things. So it's as far as I can tell. So I told you what the bottom is. And so then I had this idea to tell you what you should do about it. It's not exactly my idea. It's an old, old, old idea. It's far older than Christianity. It's the oldest story of mankind. Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Make the suffering in the world less. Well, that's the way forward, as far as I can tell, if there is a way forward.